Well, you ain't getting high yet.
Oh, hello. Oh, are we recording? Jesus, motherfucker. Can you give a girl a heads up?
No.
No. Of course not.
Get this shit popping. We waiting on here.
Waiting to relax. That's about it.
Didn't your mama teach you not to blow smoke into the microphone?
I don't think my mom taught me anything about microphones.
What's up, everybody? I'm Scythe.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode, season 6 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, episode 3. Hopefully everybody's out there
staying high and right.
And positive vibes as always. Go ahead and give them one, honey.
Oh. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy what?
St. Patty's Day.
Hey, we black over here. What you talking about?
Well,
I'm kidding. Hopefully you guys are being safe this holiday weekend. I know there's going to be a lot of green beer being drank and purple turds coming out the other end. But please be careful. Please be safe. Drink irresponsibly. I'm kidding. Drink responsibly. Have a good time. And make sure you still wear your mask, a social distance, and 6 feet. What happened to all that now?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a new variant going around. Did you hear about the new variant?
No.
It's called Russia.
Oh, well, yeah, that's another one.
So hopefully everybody's staying safe out there, having a safe weekend. If you are affected by some of the tragedies that is going on around the world right now, make sure you reach out to your family, your friends, your loved ones. If you're able to, check up on them, make sure they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you're also finding at least one thing to smile about each and every day. I don't care about Kyle's cat right now. I don't care about this. We're still babysitting a cat, ladies and gentlemen.
He's like, open the door
for I'm him. Not opening shit he's for
get,
that fool.
He's starting to get more comfortable.
Because he knows he's not going back home.
Probably.
That is our new cat. Daddy ain't sent child support. He ain't did shit for you.
No, I did. I had to send him.
Yeah, that's some fucking whole ass shit, man.
Jesus.
So what's been going on, babe? What's been happening? Somebody's got a birthday coming up this weekend.
I do.
Tell everybody. Don't mean tell everybody. Everybody tell Gina happy birthday.
What do you want me to tell him?
Happy birthday.
Yes. Last day of Pisces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to. Not with you.
Oh, thank you. I'm like a good Pisces.
I'm kidding. Damn near everybody I know is a Pisces.
And who has been the best Pisces out of them all? Me.
I'm like, does everybody fucking June? Like, what the fuck? Something in the air in June, something in the water. Mm-hmm. All these Pisces floating around. See what I did there? If you would like to check out our social medias, you can see it's floating,
you mean swimming. What?
Oh, shut up. Nobody asked you nothing. So what's been going on, baby? Talk to the peoples.
Let's see. Janae got a new job. She starts it tomorrow, I think. Yeah.
Yep.
So at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if she sticks this one out.
I give the over under maybe 2 weeks. Sorry. Keeping it 100 over here.
Well, I'm going to put a lot of faith in her that she will. Because I can't do it no more.
There we go. Being some mom honesty here.
Oh, it's just too much.
She ain't going to stick.
Mom, I want ice cream. Well, if you don't got money for ice cream, then don't. You don't get ice cream. But mom, I really want it. I crave it. Like, whatever. Just shut up.
So See, that's how, this is how
and that's what happens. And then I just send it. Because I just wanted her to shut up about ice cream. So.
Yeah. What kind of parent are you?
But then after I send it, I do let her know it's ain't happening anymore. And apologize again.
Yeah.
But yeah. I at least scold her.
I've been hearing that for 13 years. Got time to put your foot down, baby.
I know.
Times is getting tough out here, man. Inflation going up. What are we talking about now?
I know. It's crazy.
You better get your own money out here. It's your grown ass.
Well, I like to eat on paper plates because, you know, less dishes. So, my paper plates, I go to the store because I'm out. And
man, I know people sitting back, they already know what time it is.
I get there to get my plates and I'm like, holy fuck. They went from $5 to almost $9.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God.
You worried about paper plates and motherfuckers just got $6 in gas?
Yeah.
This is fucked up out here, man.
It is. It's hard for, like, Janae, she will sit there and, Mom, I need gas. And I'm like, look, here, this is all I got is a 20. That's all you can have. And so she was like, ooh, that'll give me such and such how many, you know, gallons and stuff. She's learning that part. That shit's just too expensive. She says, I can only get 2 gallons for $10. Mm-hmm. I'm like, right, you idiot?
Yeah, Gina came home the other day telling me those paper plates was $9. I said, if your ass don't get in there and start breaking out them porcelain plates.
When we happen.
Shit, man. Paper plates is over. That shit is over. But I mean, yeah, man, everything is
it's
up,
it's not
man.
Only because I don't like to wash the dishes. Because I'll wash the dishes. It doesn't matter to me. But I just like to have less dishes. But it's not only that. It also helps with, like, portion controls. Because you see it's a smaller plate versus a bigger plate. You're going to fill it more. I mean, even though I really don't. But still, it's just that mind game.
I can see the psychological aspect mm-hmm. of that. But as men, we don't subscribe to that at all. If you're going to stuff it on one paper plate, I'm going to grab two paper plates.
I guess I know.
And then they'll get used up faster.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah, man, the price of shit is ridiculous, y'all.
It is.
If you ain't growing your own food, like we've been talking about on the podcast ad nauseum for the last couple of years or so, you better start learning how to do it now, man, because shit's about to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to grow some food, y'all.
Yeah, we've got a room full of plants.
And if you yep, and if you happen to not be able to grow some food or need some plants that's will help you grow some fruits and vegetables this year, holla at Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Yes, you can.
We will be in local locations near you soon.
Yes, yes, we will, all actually. Right. With our pretty little plants.
Man, I'm
pretty
good
little
at
plants.
This. I'm
there
good
we
at
go.
This shit, man. I'm good at this.
You are. See, that's why you take
shit.
Care of it.
I'm shit, man.
Yeah.
But yes, man. So we're looking forward to doing that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. What else been happening?
See, Kyle, he's stuck in Colorado.
It's good for him.
It is. He can't work either because it's like a little blizzard going through there right now. So he's just stuck at the hotel.
Yep.
He's getting bored. You're always bored, fucker.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Yeah, if it ain't strippers and cocaine, he's always bored.
I know. Like you're bored with your friends. You're bored. You do. Okay.
Yeah, man. Get you a girlfriend.
That's like me saying, I'm all right. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, we know better than that shit. Yep. He's stuck out there in the snow. Yeah, that's what happens when you're working on the road, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's stuck out there, but he'd be all right. He'll get over that shit. You hear that? You hear that in the background, ladies and gentlemen? That's jets. That's right. We live near an Air Force base, in case you didn't know over the last several episodes of this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit going on out here in the world, man. Shit, just keep your eyes open and be safe. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What else been happening, babe? What's going on with the oldest one? He's been awfully quiet and working a lot lately. Sound familiar?
Yeah, he's been working a ton. Excuse me. That one got me.
Yeah, you get over it.
I'm good.
Matter of fact, I should have sent you this clip. I forgot that Gerard sent me a clip and said it was you. Let me see how I find it while you talking about this. You say how you've been working a lot?
Yeah, he's been working a lot. I think if KU wins tonight, he'll go to the KU game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'll get to watch that game. compliments of his mother.
How the hell is it compliments of you?
He asked me to pay for it, and I said okay.
On your birthday weekend?
But look.
Our kids are fucking trash, man.
They are. But look.
I'm going to cuss some motherfuckers out after we done.
But look. I just want him to be able to go. And I help the other two a hell of a lot more than I ever help him now.
So?
So, I just feel it needs to be a little more even. Man, so, I said, okay.
I'm kicking asses. I'm done with this shit. I'm done.
But anyways, he might go to that.
He ain't going to shit.
He might.
He gonna send that money right back.
If they don't... Well, I haven't sent it yet.
Oh, well...
He's waiting to see if they win tonight.
They ain't, but...
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
I don't know.
We live in Kansas, but I'm not a KU fan. I'm just never have been. Sorry. Not hating.
I'm not anything.
I fuck with WSU, though. Shout out to Wichita. Yeah. Gerard, a friend, family friend of ours, said, they ain't got nothing on mama. What I'm showing her right now is yeah. Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa on stage... Puffing the joint back and forth, trying to hold it in to see who coughs it up first. Yeah. But that little hit just got you. That's why I was like, bullshit, that's what it reminded me of. Yeah.
Every
you already
in a while.
Know, you already know who wins that one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Your baby daddy Snoop Dogg.
I know it. Yep. That's it.
Oh, man, baby. Well, to switch gears... We are going to get a little bit serious on this episode. No, we definitely are going to get serious because we got an email from one of our listeners. We will not divulge their name or any of that thing or any of that. But and we won't read everything that I mean, it's a long email, but we won't read everything that's in it. But basically, this person was in an 18-year marriage. Her and her husband ended up needed time apart, said they needed time apart. Well, he wanted the time apart. And of course, after 18 years, it's pretty painful because they ended up splitting up and getting divorced and having a hard time with it. So, thank you for reaching out to us. I mean, we're not a licensed therapist or anything, but we have been through some shits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the main question was, how do you move on while still wanting to be with that person who is no longer in love with you?
It's a lot of thought processing changes a lot. It's like if you say something in your head or those I wish moments or those could have been moments or should have done moments, you have to, every time they pop up, you got to just wipe them away and say, shit, I did the best I could. I don't fucking know what his issue was. And just keep going. I mean, your main objective is that girl. Getting that girl. That girl be your best friend. Yeah. She's your best friend now.
Yeah. Yeah, because they do have a daughter. She said that they do co-parent well together. She said he is a great dad.
So just every time you have those thoughts, just shoot them away. Said, nope, I'm going to have the best life, period. I don't care what it takes. And do that. Because that also shows her, your daughter, that you're badass, that you can handle anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard process. It will take a long time, but if you work at it every day, go do something, go shopping. I mean, I don't know how many times I left that house for us to go shopping, and all we had was $20. So.
But Gina's a wizard, y'all. She still would show up with a house. Bag full of shit. I'm like, this chick's badass.
We'd go to store and look at clearance stuff and look through all the, find the little hidden clearance shit, and we would make a day of it.
Yeah,
but it was just us, and it was us getting us away from that negative.
Mm-hmm.
And
that negative energy just and focusing atmosphere. Just,
make some Sundays and go to the park. Yeah. I mean, just getting out in an atmosphere and cleansing that atmosphere so you can come back to it okay will make a world of difference. Finding things that you love.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shit ton of things that you used to do before this person came into the life.
Especially if you're with a negative person.
Find those things again. If you don't like it, find a new thing. Just keep yourself busy. Keep yourself trying to progress yourself. Learning anything you can. You want to learn something new? Learn something new.
Yeah.
Just work at it. Like I told you, I started working on this before he even left the house. And I realized that he wasn't the one in the first place.
Well, I mean, it was mentioned too briefly in this email too that basically they were just, there was no more respect for each other and they just lived like roommates.
Right.
They're just roommates in the house.
I've been there. He lived upstairs, I lived down. So I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I mean, there are always times I came in and it says, well, he promised. He said forever, you know. Maybe he'll change, or, you know, and it wasn't. He's not going to change. That's his issue. It's not mine. And I had to realize that, and I had to teach myself that that's who he wants to be is not who I want to be.
Now, you can't change somebody.
You can't.
No. That's what a lot of people, especially young people now, out here in the world, yeah, out here new to dating, you know what I'm saying, and being in different relationships, and you know, you, one thing you got to understand is, I mean, not just young people, but I've been hearing this amongst a lot of younger people here lately that, you know, they think they could change somebody, or well, they're going to change. Like, no, it's not how it works. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't. I mean, my first marriage, none of that came into play at all because I knew I didn't like him from the beginning. I just got stuck.
You just went the traditional route like most of us in our generation.
I didn't have I didn't have an option. Well, I didn't feel like I had an option after I got caught because I was trying to run away. It didn't work.
And caught in the sense that, because listeners that maybe new may not know what you're talking about, when you got pregnant, you went the traditional route the way we were raised. If you got knocked up by somebody, you married that person.
Exactly. Yeah. I gave myself my own shotgun wedding. It is basically what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it was miserable. And I wasn't happy about it. So that one was kind of easy to leave because of the fact that how he behaved and treated me was so bad that I knew that those boys had to get out of that situation because I did not want them to think that hitting a woman is okay,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, talking the way that they do. I didn't want them to be raised like that. So it made it easy.
Yeah.
Because they were my first priority. So I bailed.
They still are going to a KU mm-hmm. game and shit. How come mm-hmm. I can't get a ticket to go somewhere?
Would you like? I'll fly you down.
But back to what you were saying. How I answer this first part of the question, me personally, how do you handle the pain? Basically, how do you move on from a person when you still want to be with them and you're still in love with them?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I've broken up or left somebody or whatever the case may be, how do I say this? I was never still in love with him ever.
Yeah, he's an asshole. That's why I love him. Mm-hmm.
I gave no fucks ever. Mm-hmm. If that was your decision, that's my decision. It is what it is, man. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand not everybody's built like that. I am an mm-hmm. asshole. I got problems. I got some issues. Hey. I understand. I'm just not normal.
I can't take him anywhere.
I'm not normal. Now, I will say, yes, when I got divorced, just not having that relationship with my son, that still burns me up every day,
mm-hmm.
every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. the woulda, coulda, shouldas, and this and that, and, you know, being young, not in the right frame of mind, not mature enough, not all this stuff that you know what I'm saying? You have to look in the mirror and just be honest about with mm-hmm. yourself. And at the same time, yeah, it's not easy to deal with that pain at all. But, I mean, just time. I mean, they always say time heals all wounds, and sometimes some wounds just don't get healed.
Mm-hmm. They don't.
You know,
things always are going to pop
that's
up.
That's just a harsh reality. I mean, it's
as I said, everything will always pop up one way, one moment, one here or there, and you just have to acknowledge and push it away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what you have to do. Just. Okay, I see, mm-hmm. I don't know why you're showing me that, but I'm good. And just push it out the way.
Yeah.
And then it'll frequently, if it's going so frequently, you'll notice after time it just slows down where it's only maybe one here or one there or one thought or, you know, one emotion, and it'll start slowing down. Mm-hmm. And then you can start breathing again.
Yeah, and it kind of loops back to what you were saying a little bit ago, too, because she also mentioned that, you know, it's going to be tough still because she has to see this person for the rest of her life because that is the father of her daughter.
Yep.
I mean, it is what it is.
So if you come to terms with yourself, it'll be a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And honestly, even co-parenting, I really didn't get a co-parent. They saw him every other weekend. And yeah, it was shitty. It was shitty up until a point where I didn't have to be involved. My first husband, I spent 2 years, about two and a half years, with him stalking me or calling me in the middle of the night with, I'm going to kill myself. I'm walking down Kellogg. You know, just dumb shit. And, you know, I lived in an apartment, so every noise just freaked me the fuck out. So it didn't help. But it was just getting past these people that actually shouldn't be in your life because they were taken out of your life for a reason.
That's a fact.
So just taking that and just, you know, doing what you have to do and keep it going and keep studying yourself, keep working yourself. Every day it's you. Every day it's your daughter. Not him. It makes it easier, but it does take time.
How long do you think it took you?
I would say probably about 3 years. And then I started realizing that I talk a lot of shit to myself, about myself. And then I realized that I talk a lot of shit to people.
Oh, well, you still do that.
No, I don't.
I'm kidding.
I actually don't no more. But that one, that took a 3-4 year process.
I do enough of that for the both of us. Don't worry about it.
Every time I, you know.
Motherfuckers know what time it is.
I know. Like every time it comes up saying, you know, you're just a fucking shithead. You should be doing more. No, push it away. No, I do a lot. I try a lot.
Man,
I
listen,
work hard a lot.
Yes, you do.
So you just got to keep pushing those, and they get few and far between. Mm-hmm. And then they start slowing down, and then all of a sudden, they're not there no more. People walk by. I don't talk about them in my head. I don't. You know, if somebody's rude, I just smile and just look the other way.
If somebody's rude, I tell them that they some fucking assholes and get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. This is our beautiful balance of our relationship, right, ladies and gentlemen, because I ain't taking that shit. I ain't tolerating that shit. Don't be an asshole. Don't be rude. There can only be one asshole in the room, and guess who it's going to be? Not you. But I consider myself a righteous asshole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds very convincing.
Oh, I'm supposed to convince you?
I'm only an asshole when I have to be, for the most part. I be having my moments and stuff where I just whatever. Like...
He's an asshole to everybody but me. It is. He's a totally different person.
So, why the fuck you in love with me then? Because I'm not that way towards you.
I just like you. Thankfully, you're not that way. We would butt heads if you were that way towards me.
No, man. Come on, man. No,
man, we'd be... Mm.
You never give me a reason to be an asshole like that to you. So, if I honestly ever had to be... If I felt an inkling of having to be that way towards you, we got bigger issues.
I know.
Honestly,
have to
because...
look into them.
Because I'm that person that just cuts the fuse. I'll cut the cord quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nope, that. I'm not doing it because I've been in that position before. Like, I'm not getting provoked this way. I'm not doing this. I'm not trying to go down this road. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. It's not good for me. Not good for the other person involved. Mm-mm. I'm not doing it. You could take that energy to somebody else who wants to feed into that shit, but I'm not doing that.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the asshole comes out. Like, I ain't doing that shit. Mm-mm. Sorry.
I'll be like, well, let's think about it and talk this out.
But yes, the pain of dealing with the especially, you know, being with somebody for that long is definitely not easy. That's definitely not easy, especially when you've probably achieved a lot together. You've probably done a lot of things together.
But did you guys grow together?
Or did you grow apart?
Right.
And that's what a lot of young people are dealing with right now, is the growing apart phase of a lot of, you know, kids, right, especially in your early 20s.
Because it does take a lot of work.
Yeah, in your 20s and stuff. Like, I was talking to a young lady at work the other day, and she was upset because her boyfriend broke up with her and stuff. She's the same age as Janae, and she reminds me a lot of Janae because their personalities are so similar. I tell her all the time, you just like my daughter, girl. Hurry up. Come on. You know, she takes a liking to me because, you know, she just does. And I'll be telling her, like, you and my daughter are so much alike. Y'all could be best friends. You know
what I'm saying? She needs a friend.
Matter of fact, she's the same one I told you about. You know.
Oh.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, so anyway. Yeah, she was talking about how her boyfriend broke up with her the other day, and she was crying about it and stuff like that. I said, oh, you'll be all right. You know how I am. Like, you'll be all right. Just let things cool down. Y'all be fine by the weekend and shit. Mm-hmm. And then she tells me this morning, yeah, he was like, so what do you want to do this weekend? Same similar personalities. Mm-hmm. Bossy.
Yeah.
Got to cater to their every need and wants. Think they know everything.
Yeah.
And all this other stuff. But basically the situation surrounding that that made him break up with her briefly, like I told her it would be, was she had lied about a friendship that she had with a previous guy, even though she never really did nothing with him. But she kept it a secret or a lie or whatever for a whole year from her current boyfriend. And he got pissed off about it. And rightfully so. Like, why would you lie about that? Why would you just... Because I guess it was her birthday the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And he messaged her. And he was like, yo, what's the deal with this? And then the truth finally came out. And during her birthday dinner and everything, they got in a big fight. And he got pissed off. And he, you know, broke up with her and shit.
Oh.
I said, so listen. I said, I know you mad and all that. And you talking about if he wants to do whatever. And he wants to be with another bitch. And blah, 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 blah. He can do whatever. Sound like Janae.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, check this out. Look at it from this perspective. Say, for instance, the shoes were on the other feet. He has a friend that's a girl. He's never done nothing with her. But he tells her a lot of his business. Mm-hmm. So much so that he knows, or that she knows more about what's going on with him in his life than you do. How would you feel about that? She stops for a second and goes, I see what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you got to take that into consideration. You got to think about that kind
and
of stuff.
Some people react differently anyways.
Mm-hmm. Well, he is super jealous.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She says, sometimes I feel like the man of the relationship.
I don't know. I've never been jealous. I don't know. That is like.
Thank God. Know what I'm saying? At least Gina could point out another girl's ass in some apple bottom jeans and to me, and we could both look and just giggle about it. You see the ass in a girl? Yes, I did. High five. Shit, we're human, goddammit. You gonna look? Shit. Shit, I just told y'all her baby daddy, Snoop Dogg. Shit.
Yeah. Man. I had it.
But
crush on that shit.
Yeah, you still do. But
my crib keeper.
You were so strange.
No, I love it.
I do too. But a lot of young people are going through it in different aspects too, of learning the relationships and learning how things are going and how to handle certain situations. Mm-hmm. And I also told her, I said, this is the point I was getting to. I also told her, I said, right now you what? She just turned 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, in 3 years, you're going to be a completely different person than you are now. You don't think so. Because she thinks we old. She thinks I'm like, you just old. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, like, girl, hit a blink. You're going to be like, damn.
Right. You know?
But I said, and then in another 2-3 years after that, 5 years after that, when you turn 30, you're not going to be the same person you are now. You're going to always change. You're going to always evolve. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem when you're trying to be in these serious relationships while you guys are so young, because you still don't even know. They both still live at home.
Mm-hmm.
She has a kid already. Okay. You know what I'm saying? With another person, you know, the previous boyfriend or whatever.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I said, yeah, I mean, you guys are going to grow separately. That's why I was like, you guys should just be friends. Mm-hmm. More than anything. But I guess they kind of grew up around each other, knew each other anyway. But I said, but it's different when you decide to take that step into a relationship.
Another level.
It's just different now.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, that's why I'm like, that's why, you know, I understand what you guys are dealing with and what you guys are going through. Because I told her, you know, my kids are going through some similar situations mm-hmm. like you, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're going to grow apart. You're going to grow, not even just so much grow apart. You're going to grow in different interests. You're going to find out, oh, I didn't know I liked doing this before. I didn't know that I don't care about doing that anymore. And you're just going to, I say, your 20s, you're going to figure out a lot about yourself. Hell, especially men. Men don't start fucking. Men, shout out to the fellas out here that listen to the podcast. When do we actually get our shit together? Maybe 35. Let's just keep it 100, yo. We like 32, 35. We finally settled down a little bit. You know, it's like, damn, I got to think about, you know, real life shit and be a grown up. I can't sit down and play on the Xbox all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I got shit to do around here, mm-hmm. man. Because then you turn around once you get into your 30s, then you start realizing, oh, shit. 50 ain't that far away. Just the age of 50
mm-hmm.
is not that far away.
Nope, I'm almost there.
Man, so that's why I'm like, I'll be talking to people a little bit, but I'll be alluding to the podcast. Like, man, check out the podcast. Just check mm-hmm. out some of the stuff. I mean, most of the time we be on some shenanigans, but if you are listening out there, and hopefully you are, and we appreciate your time, and you taking out time of your time out during your day to listen to us in our podcast. If you have any questions, have anything you would like us to discuss, have anything that you have on your mind that you would like to get a different perspective on, make sure you reach out to us. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is in the link in the descriptions of our podcast. Everything is there.
Yeah.
But the moving on part, that is the hardest part.
It is.
It's definitely the hardest part, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard something awesome the other day. Hmm. It was an interview with Steve Harvey. And he said, he was talking to an audience, and I'm paraphrasing. Don't kill me if I'm butchering this. But he asked the audience, how many of you have had a shitty day? Everybody raised their hands. How many of you have had days where you felt like everything just didn't go as planned? Everything fell apart and you just felt like you were just basically going to die. Like, I don't know what to do. How many of you have had days like that? And everybody raised their hand. He says, how many of you have had the most darkest days you've ever experienced in your life that you just didn't know where life was going to take you? How many of you had days like that? Everybody raised their hands. Like I said, I'm paraphrasing. And basically he goes on and says, and he brings up the point, you know what that lets me know? It lets me know that each and every one of you guys that are here, in so many words, are badasses.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to move on from a tough situation. You're still here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you've had all those times where you had bad days and terrible experiences, you are still here. Just focus on the fact that you have more strength in you than you realize you do mm-hmm. when dealing with tough situations.
Yep.
There's always a way out. There's always a way but to move past certain things. Mm-hmm. It takes time.
Yep.
So, like I said, strength. I butchered that a little bit, but those were the points he was getting at. I was like, man, that's pretty solid because it's true. Because we all go through some tough shit. I mean, everybody who's alive on, like I call it all the time on the podcast, everybody who's alive on this planet goes through some shit.
Yep.
Every single one of us.
It's either little hiccups every day or, you know, big hiccups. Mm-hmm. There's always something that happened. Yesterday, I burnt the shit out of my arm. And just...
Honey.
By pouring tea.
God dang it, man.
But see... Shit happens. Okay. I hope this is all you're going to do to me today.
Man, I've been walking around with a bum knee. Shit sucks, man. It's crazy. But just always remember, man, that you do have the strength to get by. Just think about some of those days that you've had that were, you know, some of your worst days and how you are still here and trucking along and you're still going. Mm-hmm. You're still going. And life is going to continue to throw stuff at us. I mean, the condition of the world right now, especially me and Gina were talking about this personally, especially if you're an empath or you have a sympathetic nature, man, this shit is taking a toll on your energy and your psyche and your chakras or whatever you subscribe to, your spirituality. It's taking a toll on you psychologically, emotionally, mentally.
This past week and a half has been weird. I have no energy. I just can't figure out where things are. I lose things. I drop things. I run into things.
People that are listening, they ain't the only ones, man. My short-term memory here lately has been garbage.
It's like something's going on, and I don't know if it's me or if it's...
And I don't even smoke weed. Maybe I need to. Shit.
It's crazy. It's available.
But yeah, man, everybody can feel something. You can feel the intensity in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You can just feel it.
It is. It's very draining. And it's very heartbreaking.
And it's got a lot of people on edge. I understand. I mean, it definitely does. I mean, besides the fact that there's still a pandemic going on.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are looking at, you know, inflation and everything else that's going on. Besides the war that Russia's, you know... doing to Ukraine, the war that they have with Ukraine right now. And of course, a lot of people are thinking about like, yo, I mean, is this going to be another situation where it's like 2008 all over again? And there's a bunch of mass layoffs and homes, you know, we don't know. It's the volatility of the world right now that's got a lot of uncertainty in a lot of people. And the last 2 years, to be exact, has just been pretty much a nightmare. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways. But if you've been focusing on taking advantage of some of these unfortunate situations that we all have been having to live through and focusing on goals and improving yourself and things of that nature, like you said, holding yourself accountable towards mm-hmm. certain things and, you know, pursuing something that you never tried before and all that. If you've been able to do that and managed to be able to do that, you know, things are a lot easier to cope with right now.
I know, growing through this mess has been amazing for me anyways.
And personally, you had a lot going on. Right. Besides what's going on in the world. And a lot of people have had a lot going on personally in their lives.
But it's taking that energy and just growing yourself with it mm-hmm. is a huge part of, you know, how I've been able to transform myself.
Yeah.
So, at least... I will always continue to transform myself.
Yeah, that's something everybody should want to. Yeah, you should want to. I mean, it's a cliche, but you want to learn something new every day, even if it's something small.
I know it.
It's like, oh shit, I didn't know that.
It could be about anything. I've been learning at night before I go to bed. I listen to this guy. He's great. I don't remember.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate it.
You are.
But who have you been listening to?
Let me go to YouTube.
We giving him a shameless plug here?
Probably. It's ASMR.
Okay. Who that is?
He's the French whisperer. ASMR.
Don't tell me he be doing some hypnotizing and shit.
No. Actually, he tells stories.
Uh-huh.
Like, he'll tell the myths and legends of Native American mythology. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter.
Those are planets.
Yeah, he talks about them all in depth. The Tomb of but all of his, like, Greek mythology or, you know, and he talks
So what is he? Is he a philosopher?
I don't fucking know what he is.
All right, guys. Well, shit. Shout out to you, dude.
Right? So That's what I don't know. That's what I listen to before bed.
Yeah.
And they're really calming. He's a nice, very calming voice. And shit, I'm trying to learn something in the mix.
Yeah.
Why I fall asleep.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's the best way to go to bed anyway. You're supposed to be, you know, in a meditative state anyway, kind of reflected on the day and getting ready for the next day a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then you want to wind down. And, you know, I've talked about it on the podcast when we had my dad on for Father's Day last year.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if it's not something educational, I'm not fooling with it no more.
Right. Yep. If it's not teaching me something, then I'm moving along.
I mean, you know, they always say you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. You are what you feed your brain every freaking day.
Yep.
Like me. Everything I most of everything, of course, I like to get entertained every once in a while, and you know, but most of what I listen to every day is educational stuff. Most of what I watch is educational mm-hmm. stuff, because if you like me and you work around a bunch of people that have nothing educational to say whatsoever, you get tired of that shit for 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. Fuck that shit. And the last thing you want to do is go home and listen to more unintelligible fucking speech.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me put my thesaurus down, damn it. Shit.
What'd you do today? Nothing.
Listen to some bullshit all day long. But yes, hopefully you are pursuing something. Hopefully you are finding some type of hobby or some type of interest that is keeping you busy.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping you focused. Kind of diverting some of those, you know, the depression that you may feel. Mm-hmm. Or any of those type of feelings that you may be dealing with or emotions that you may be dealing with right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you have something that you could rely on to just kind of take your mind off of. Even if it's, you know, for 30 minutes a day, 20 mm-hmm. minutes. Just that little bit of time, even if it's just a little bit of time to yourself. Just make sure it's something.
Yep.
Like Gina used to do. Lock yourself in a bathroom and smoke a joint.
Yeah.
Shout out to the moms out there that do that. There's some that have responded and said they do the same thing.
I'm pretty sure. We all need our peace.
And one of my favorites is the old meme of this dude sitting up. And I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. He's sitting up on the roof of his house. And you can hear the wife screaming at the kids, a bunch of badass kids in the house and outside running in and out the house. He's sitting in the lawn chair with a beer in his hand. And he has a hammer sitting next to him and a DeWalt drill. And he picks up the DeWalt drill, goes, beats on the roof like he's putting new shingles and tiles Jesus. And shit down. And putting new shingles down. And he's sitting back like, and then when she starts screaming some more, he's. That is awesome.
That's funny.
Like, damn, why didn't I think of that, man? All right, baby. Anything you want to tell everybody before we end this episode on this St. Patty's / birthday weekend?
Be safe.
Yes.
Definitely don't drink and drive.
Yes, and please don't. Please don't. Uber. Be responsible for real, y'all. Be responsible for real. A partner of mine just recently, his son had just killed somebody
mm-hmm.
drinking and driving mm-hmm. a couple, 2-3 weeks ago. And it's all bad. So
yeah, I bet it would be.
Yeah, it's all bad. So
it's not worth it.
Yeah. So Uber around, you know, have a friend designated driver.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, if anything, wherever you at, just stay there. Shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm too fucked up, bro. I'm sorry I threw up on your upholstery, brother. But So yeah, be safe and be responsible on that tip for real.
Yeah.
I agree with you there.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Just continue to grow.
Yeah. And also what I want to say too, I mean, our hearts go out to the victims in the Ukraine right now mm-hmm. and the displaced family members that can't get a hold of each other and contact with one another. That's just horrible. But I do also want to encourage people to put the phone down. Like I said in the last couple weeks ago mm-hmm. on the episode, sometimes, you know, get away from social media for a little bit.
Be kind.
Just put the phone down.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from the news a little bit. I mean, it's fucked up that this is going on.
It is.
But get away from the news for a little bit. Kind of refresh your focus. Be grateful. Be thankful.
Definitely. You speak know. With kindness.
And if you're able to help, you know, by all means do so.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because so many people now just think it's okay to be mean to people for no reason.
And that's where the asshole in me comes out.
I mean, it's very disheartening to think that, I don't know, you can just go and be angry. There was a coffee shop that shut down because didn't want her employees to feel bad because these people were being so mean to them. I mean, all the customers were being mean, so she shut it down. She just shut the whole place down. She said, fuck it. She said, we're not going to serve you if you're going to treat us like this. So she did. She shut him down. I praise her for that.
Yeah, I know that was probably hard to do. I mean, probably put her whole life into starting that business. And right. I don't know what caused, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to play devil's advocate or anything, but like what caused all the customers to be dickheads? Like
they were just, because there was only 4 employees.
Oh,
and she was short-staffed.
Well, yeah,
because a lot of people. And they would get big rushes and everybody would be mad. And they kept coming in and being horrible to her staff, so she shut it down.
Man, that's terrible. That sucks.
So, speak with kindness. I mean, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much at all.
Yeah.
It takes more
energy to be an asshole.
It does.
Being, you know, just be polite and move it, keep it moving. Yeah.
And that energy keeps spreading, so just spread the kindness.
Yeah, I keep all that negative shit away from me, man, and I make it obvious around certain people. Like, don't even come near me with that shit.
We need to cleanse this earth of that energy.
Man, the earth will cleanse itself. I know. If people ain't careful and not keeping their third eye open on what the hell's going on.
That is right.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But all right, everybody, on a positive note.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us and checking us out each and every other week. We definitely appreciate you guys. If you want to check us out on the social medias, you know where to find us. It's in the descriptions. We may or may not take a couple clips of this weekend. We'll see what's going on because I'm getting ready to do I'm getting ready to do some absolute bullshit tomorrow evening.
Yeah, me too.
Now, it's normal for you.
It is not normal for this person. Look,
this brother right here. And I'm going to end the podcast with this, is getting a pedicure.
Well, okay. We are both getting our first pedicures. How's that for you?
Because my daughter and Gina, my wife, has informed me that they were going to make me go 2-3 weeks ago. And I was like, no, the fuck y'all wasn't. And they both said in unison, yes, you were.
Yeah, because he's the one who wanted to do this. And he's been talking about it for the last 3 years.
I didn't say nothing about a pedicure. I said,
same way with the massage. I said, he wants a massage.
I wanted a deep foot massage and have my toes popped. In a semi-happy ending. Yeah, that was all I talked about.
We're in small towns. Okay, we don't get shit like that here.
That you know of.
We got happy endings.
I talk to Asians. They be letting me know some stuff. I even know the prices. No, let me quit snitching. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening to the podcast. And we will talk to you here in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
Deuces.